Warning, the following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE show. Tonight, we bring to you the Big Brother 24 recap podcast. I'm wishing that we weren't in this season. I'm wishing we were on a different season by now. But anyways, for any of you who may have tuned in last night, we kind of did a little bit of the recap podcast last night, but we left last night not knowing who the HOH was, as we had 7 contestants win the right to take part in the HOH competition. I guess that's a new thing now where not everybody will be able to play in the HOH, apparently. Melissa, it seems like since we left last night, we were wondering, will anything change because of Paloma's eviction, or self-eviction, you could say?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because it's like I said, there's normally 18 house guests. They've only brought in 16. And normally when they do something like that, they'll have, what do they call it, the jury buyback or whatever, where they
That's right.
The contestants, the tested contestants compete to come back in the house. So I was thinking they were going to do at least one of those, if not two. But now with Paloma gone, well, I guess it's not that big of a deal because it's like she got evicted. So they, whatever plans that they had are really not shot yet. But had Jasmine had to leave because of her injury, I think that would have put him in a spot. You know?
Yep, and yeah, and instead, now we have to deal with Jasmine being somehow winning HOH with a sprained ankle, which, by the way, it is sprained. It appears to not be broken because last I checked, you don't wrap broken bones with a pressure wrap like she has on right now. So,
well, sometimes they do. Sometimes they do if they want the swelling to go down. But sometimes they'll give it a couple of days. I know when my daughter broke her arm, and when she broke her wrist, they wrapped it in a bandage and put it on a stent or a board or whatever it's called, a splint,
yeah.
And then said, we need to wait a couple of days and see if the swelling comes down a little bit, and then went in for more x-rays and then casted it. So they haven't really said. Have they said whether it was a sprain or a break?
It has not been confirmed as of yet, but it seems like the way it's wrapped, you would think that when Christmas ended up breaking her leg like she did, she immediately had a full blown cast put on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now with,
I don't know. All I know is that she's milking it. She is milking it to the T. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. It is possible it could be a high sprain because of the angle that she sprained it. I mean, for anybody that hasn't seen the footage yet, she came off of the platform, and literally it was as if her entire leg bent forward, basically. That's pretty much how she got the sprain. Let me bring in Alexis. Alexis, I know you've been dying to get your thoughts in on this season. Have you watched the first couple of episodes?
Alexis.
Alexis, are you there?
Girl, where are you?
Oh, maybe that. Maybe this is a different. Maybe this is a different area code. If there is anybody else on the line, not named Alexis, you are on the air. Oh, she just messaged me right now. She's in the car. No, we can't hear you, Alexis. You might be on mute. So hang on real quick. Let me look, actually. Let me look and see if I did not go through. No, I went through on Blog Talk then. So, Alexis, you might have yourself muted potentially because it says on Blog Talk then you're connected. But hopefully while Alexis gets that fixed, we can eventually get her back on here. It kind of seems like, you know, there's just, even though Paloma left the house, she didn't really leave the house. Because right now, oh, wait a minute, we're hearing something. Alexis, are you there?
I'm here.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
now
we
go.
Can.
Okay, for some reason it was pulling a different microphone instead of my headset.
Oh.
Okay. So, anyways, Alexis, what are your thoughts so far on this season? Have you gotten the chance to watch any of the episodes?
I watched the premiere and I watched last night. I usually don't watch veto and nominations just because I know what happened during them, but I'll try to at least see highlights. I kind of wish that they had shown a lot more of what the Thieves did with all the stuff that went on with Taylor. But I kind of understand that, like, they want to portray certain people in a certain light. So we're never going to actually get the actual complete story.
Right. Now, does it kind of seem like, I know we talked about this a little bit last night on the challenge podcast, the hybrid challenge / Big Brother podcast we had last night. Does it kind of seem like CBS is sort of trying to use the whole Taylor situation as a big fuck you to basically all of the fans who liked the cookout last year? Because that's like, it's like almost as if they're saying, because of you guys wanting us to be so diverse, we ended up having the cookout last year. Now this is our thanks to you by ensuring that we give Paloma the victim edit while Taylor looks like the big bad black woman.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know. Go ahead.
I think they liked the idea of the cookout. I just think the reaction that it started out, the fact that people enjoyed the cookout a lot more than all the other big alliances that just dominate the game, kind of upset them that it's like, oh, the golden boy, we always like the pig. Y'all don't like, but y'all like these ones. So, you know what? People that y'all probably are
going to
like.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like what Jim put on his Twitter account about 24 minutes ago. Why don't they just give Taylor her own chair on the block at this point? It's ridiculous. The fact that she was nominated last week as a replacement nominee because she dared to breathe inside the Big Brother house. Because as we pointed out last night, it was basically all about jealousy on the side of Paloma and the girls alliance, as they call themselves.
Right.
I mean, it's It just seems to me like, you know, I've brought up this topic numerous times. I've said that the way they've been starting up casting and everything, it just, the whole 50% people of color thing and whatnot, and then the cookout forms last year and ultimately ends up dominating the entire season. I remember saying, watch out, because this may now start a trend for a potential race war. And it's kind of hard to say that considering about this season, considering the fact that Jasmine is a person of color, and by association, Monty, who is a person of color as well, is also against Taylor. So maybe it isn't exactly race war. I think this season it's now more of a gender war with guys versus
right.
girls. But the nominees as of now are Pooch, who was the backstage boss last week, and Taylor. And another thing too, the backstage twist is all done, but apparently there's going to be a new twist that's going to be introduced this week. What were your thoughts, Alexis, on the backstage twist? Because it really seemed like there was a lot of potential that could have come out of that twist, potentially, with in terms of keeping everybody on their toes and having to continue to shift styles of gameplay.
Oh, for sure. It's like the three people backstage are sitting there like, are we safe? What do you mean we're still in danger? We can't be nominated. So you're trying to sit there and build up your alliance, but then you don't even know if you're going to be there next week, because what the hell was the backstage thing?
Right. Yeah, and now, because I honestly think, I don't think that this was really planned. I think because of Paloma leaving like she did, it basically screwed up the entire thing. So now they were basically forced to tell them what the twist was all about without there ever really having any sort of payoff to it. Melissa, what are your thoughts on the... Go ahead, Alexis.
The way I interpret Julie saying is, okay, Brittany would have been safe, so somebody either, they would have voted or Pooch would have probably decided between Paloma and... who was the other one?
Paloma and Alyssa.
Okay. One of them would have then competed against Taylor, because let's be fair, Taylor was who everybody in the house at that point wanted out. And the winner of that cup
right.
stayed alive because they went home. And someone would ask, one of my people I've worked with asked him, why was it canceled and couldn't they have just voted somebody out? It's like, technically, it's as if Paloma was put in that competition and she lost. Because
yeah.
somebody who gone home went home, it's as if the week is done. It would have been
yeah,
completely different. We probably would have had a different situation had Paloma not been backstage.
I mean, maybe. Melissa, what are your thoughts on the backstage twist ending so early? Do you think it may have had anything to do with, with Paloma being self-evicted like she was? That maybe
no,
perhaps
I don't.
It was expected to last longer?
I'm not so sure that this backstage thing was supposed to go all season. I don't think that Paloma leaving had anything to do with them taking the backstage twist away. Because really, Okay, so she and Alyssa and Brittany were the backstage girls. They were supposed to have it was supposed to be Paloma, Alyssa, and Taylor going into a competition, right?
One of the two on the backstage would have been voted to face off against whoever was evicted.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, it would have played out just normal had Paloma stayed. And it just so happens that she was a backstage girl, and she self-evicted, but it was almost like the whole thing came to a head. I mean, it's like the whole thing played out, and she lost, and she's gone now.
Right. Either way,
you know?
this twist was only going to last till the eviction.
Yeah, I don't think that they would have just said, oh, all of their plans for this backstage all season is now out the door because Paloma left. I don't think that's what it is.
No, I don't.
I think it was just a one show thing. I think it was just a 1 week thing, the beginning week.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying it would have been all season, but it would have been something like maybe it would have lasted, you know, until jury or something, until jury
began.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I don't know. They apparently have something up their sleeve. They have something up their sleeve come Thursday, so maybe they have a different twist for every week. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that...
What are your thoughts, Alexis?
I think it was only designed for it to be this week. Because it didn't make no sense as to why, Paloma walking in the twist. If they had designed it for still jury, there's no reason they couldn't have done it again. I think it was only designed for this week. So since the week is over, twist is over.
Well, I guess that could be. We have seen some twists that have lasted only 1 week before. It just seems kind of odd, though, considering... You take a look at the theme is BB Festival, and you would figure having some sort of backstage twist would do it like they usually do, where they usually have a twist at the very beginning that goes all the way until jury phase starts. And I don't know, it just seems very odd, like the sudden departure of Paloma, that would have meant that with Brittany being safe, it would have meant that Alyssa would automatically have to go in against whoever was evicted, which would have been Taylor, which doesn't really seem that fair to Alyssa, especially if eventually, I don't know if the house guests were going to vote on who faces off against Taylor, or if it would have been Pooch that would have made the decision because he's the backstage boss. But it kind of seems like with them having to abruptly, tell them how the twist was supposed to play out. It kind of seems like they may have pulled an audible and decided, okay, we're just going to end the twist after 1 week because, it didn't play out the first week the way that we wanted it to. So, the production may have potentially just given up on it. And the way it was structured last night, too, it sort of seemed like it was structured to be a one-on-one competition, which is what it would have been. It would have been Taylor against either Alyssa or Paloma in that case. And then maybe the HOH competition would have taken place later on last night like it did, which somehow miraculously Jasmine ended up winning injured. So, but and this is actually something else too. It looks like Monty may be a potential backdoor option this week, so keep an eye on that. There's discussion that they may potentially try to backdoor Monty if either Taylor or Pooch ends up winning the veto. But here's the thing that to me is it seems like Jasmine wants Taylor out and the girls want Pooch out. But yet, Jasmine's telling the boys to keep Pooch safe. Yet she's telling the girls that they're going to vote Pooch out. Then she goes and tells Michael, "Well, hey, if you win the veto, use it on Taylor." Which it just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. There's like so many different. It's like a gigantic web, almost. Gigantic Big Brother web. Like, we don't know what the hell her actual plan is. Which, I mean, that's normal for week two, but still. It really does seem like, even though Paloma is gone, her master plan is still underway, because the next two targets, had Paloma stayed in, would have been Taylor or actually no, the next target would have been either Brittany or Pooch, I think, if Paloma had stayed in, because that would have meant that, of course, Taylor would have been gone. So, I wouldn't be surprised, even though they're talking about potentially a Monty backdoor, I wouldn't be surprised if they potentially try to backdoor Brittany. If they're really following the Paloma game plan here. I mean, how odd is that? Has there ever been a house guest that has single-handedly affected the way the game goes after they leave? I mean, can we think of anybody? Melissa? Alexis? Bueller?
I've been thinking.
Bueller? I mean, I can't think of anybody. I can't think of anybody that has impacted the game after they've already been voted out, especially this early on.
I don't know. It seems to me like there's been a time or two where, excuse me, I'm doing my catfishes a little quick. There has been a time or two where they've said, "This is for you," or something to that effect, where somebody that they adore or they're aligned with leaves the house and they get revenge or whatever. It's happened quite a few times.
Well, yeah, we've had that happen multiple times before, but I'm talking about, like, literally week one, Paloma leaves, and now all of a sudden we have Jasmine carrying out Paloma's plan, which would have been to get Taylor up and out of the house, and then next, get Pooch up and out of the house. It just seems like Paloma basically came into the house, laid out the game plan, okay, this is what we're going to do, and then she decided, Oh wait, I'm sorry. This is what you guys are gonna do. I'm gonna go leave and you know, and watch you guys from the outside.
I'm gonna go back to my house and watch while eating some popcorn or something.
Yeah. And you know what? That's another thing too. I gotta ask you about Alexis. Well, what are your thoughts on what seems like the complete self-implosion of Paloma? Because Paloma, quite frankly, ever since night one when she first entered the house, she started to go into some sort of manic state where she was very rarely sleeping. She kept tripping over all of her thoughts that she would put out there. I mean, she even exposed the Girls Alliance to a couple of people as well, outside of the Girls Alliance. It just seemed like the longer that she was in the house, the more her mental state completely broke down.
Right. I don't know if I read this in Whispers or on one of my Discords, but apparently her meds, she wasn't allowed to have them walk in the house.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that last night.
To be honest, if she was on meds for a mental illness such as depression or mania or whatever, I'm not so sure they'd let her in the house with that. But
right.
But if they said, oh, she takes occasional anti-anxiety for, you know, her anxiety or whatever, and I know for a fact that other people have had are able to take their anti-anxiety when they're in the house. I know of other house guests who have done that.
Well, Janelle wasn't able to.
Were they?
No, Janelle wasn't able to take her Ambien to sleep. But those other girls, mm-hmm. they had their Adderalls.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so did Mickey.
Yeah, so I don't know.
To be fair, they bent a lot of rules for Mickey.
But the girls in season 15, Erin and Amanda and somebody else, they were, you know, they were taking Adderall, which is an antidepressant
yeah.
in a way.
Yeah.
So they were able to
take that.
Yeah,
Adderall is typically treats
Hyperactivity. Okay, so maybe Paloma just isn't on medication. Maybe she's just batshit crazy to begin with.
And by the way, hi guys. I'm sorry I'm late. We were on a date night. That's why I'm late. So I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was out with my hubby.
We talked last night, of course, about where things might go with
yeah.
Paloma out of the house, and it seems
right.
like it's basically Paloma's plan is still in motion.
Well,
like,
that's the horrible thing with Jasmine now being the head of household. I was so bummed out when I saw that, because I see Tyler going right back up there, or Taylor going right back up there.
Yeah, and I think it's more Jasmine. I think it's more Jasmine than it is the other girls. I think Jasmine is bound and determined to carry out Paloma's wishes.
Yes. Well, she also doesn't like her. That's the other problem.
Well, the thing is that the other girls really didn't want Taylor to go up. They really didn't want her to go up, and they were going to talk to Jasmine, but I don't think they ever did. So now they're trying to figure it out to where, how they can turn the boats around and get Pooch out instead.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Okay, so that's who's up then. So it's Amira, Pooch. I didn't know who was up. I knew it was going to be Taylor and somebody.
Yeah.
It's Pooch and Taylor that are
Pooch
up that she has up. Okay.
Amira tried to get Pooch and Turner up, but Jasmine seems so damn determined to get Taylor up there. And just like we mentioned before you came on the air, Kansas, I had said that there's been numerous things like she's been telling the guys to vote Taylor out. She's been telling the girls to vote Pooch out, but yet then she tells Michael, if you win the veto, use it on Taylor, and we'll put somebody else up. There's completely mixed signals.
I'm confused.
Well, what she's trying to do is trying to tell the girls like she's with them,
right?
And then she's working behind their backs. She's working behind their backs with the boys. Is basically what's happening. I think she's trying to get to the point. I think she's trying to say, like, she's trying to save Taylor, and maybe she's trying to not get Taylor evicted. Maybe they want. She's trying to go with their plan to get Pooch out. Blah blah blah. But that's not what she really wants. So she's going to the boys. She's going to the boys and doing the exact opposite.
Well, you know what? I believe it's going to bite her. Tell me if you guys agree with me on this. Because after seeing a couple different circumstances now, I would, if anything, I would look at the girls and say to them, you know, if you really want a woman to win this season, do not trust the boys. Because look what happened with Monty and look what happened with Pooch. Each time a girl came to one of them with, you know, trying to give them some info, boom, right?
Right.
All that info went out, and they totally, you know, backstabbed these girls. So I'm looking at the guys now as backstabbers. I wouldn't trust the guys right now.
Pooch and Monty are the worst. They are so bad. You know, and Pooch I kind of liked going in, but he's turned out to be quite the jerk.
Yeah.
He's sad.
Monty also, I really liked him. I'm not happy with what he did with Taylor.
Pooch was up in that HOH room most of the morning saying, put Taylor up. Don't put Taylor up right away. Put me up against somebody that I can beat. And then when somebody wins, and then hope to God that Taylor doesn't get chosen to play in the veto, and so that we can backdoor her. That was his plan. That's what he wanted.
Oh, for heaven's sake,
Taylor.
Really?
Yes, and then it kind of backfired on him because it was either Amira. Was it Amira? Or
Amira wants Amira
one of
wanted
them,
Turner and
one
Bush.
Of them. One of them went in there and said, man, that boy can talk. I want him out. I'm going to vote his ass out. Amira. It was Amira. I'm going to vote his ass out.
Well, I really hope that happens because before you're telling me all of this and who was put up, for some reason I knew it was going to be Taylor, but I thought it was going to be Brittany next to her.
No,
I thought she's going to end up putting up two women and being so stupid.
No, Pooch volunteered to go up as a pawn to get rid of Taylor.
That's a dumbass move too, you know.
Yeah, he's really dumb. He really is.
I hope it backfires and he goes.
I'm going up as a pawn to get rid of Taylor.
Let's be fair though. The way that competition was designed last night, it's obvious it was supposed to have been the competition, the backstage competition. Taylor would have probably smoked either Alyssa or Paloma in that competition. So you know, there is sort of an argument for wanting to backdoor her as opposed to putting her up on the block right away.
Right. But he was dumb and
voluntary
to be a pawn.
Competitive. Yeah.
So,
truthfully, I feel the women right now should seriously be targeting the men.
Well, it just, well, one of them said, I think it was Amira, that said we'd be stupid not to get Pooch out, not to get one of the boys out.
Exactly.
Now that we have power. We have the power. We need to get one of them out. We'd be dumb.
And I like Amira,
Jasmine,
man. She's cool. I like her.
And,
well,
and
yeah,
Jasmine, she wants Taylor out so bad. And that's
yeah.
why she's running. Ugh. She's running two ends against the middle. She's telling the girls one thing, and she's telling the boys another.
Yeah. I'm
but
not
yeah,
a big fan of Jasmine,
sense,
honestly.
That
I'm
that
not either.
That doesn't make sense, though. How can you make sense of her then telling Michael to use the veto on
Taylor? Yeah, I don't get it, Steve. Really? I don't get it. Honestly.
I don't know. I didn't see that. I didn't see where he told him to use the veto on. She told one of them to take Pooch down. But I did not see her say anything about taking Taylor down. So I must have missed that somewhere.
Unless she thinks that Michael's working with a couple of the women and is afraid, you know, since she's telling the women a different story, maybe she's afraid that Michael will go back and tell the women what she said. So she's trying to keep her story straight with him because of that. What do you think?
That's a good point. That could be it.
I don't know. Excuse me. Alexis, what are your thoughts on this whole crisscrossing of stories? It's like a gigantic game of telephone.
Right. It's a gigantic game of telephone, and we all know how that game goes because the original thing said is it what ends up at the end.
Right. It gets so damn confusing, and right now, with the way things are looking, by the way, there is a backdoor option of Monty that's been floating around out there. So maybe perhaps Taylor or Pooch aren't really the ones that are in danger right now. Maybe perhaps it's Monty that may potentially be in danger. Oh, and by the way, we have a superficial alert. I'm gonna need to get an alert tone for superficial Jasmine. She's basically claiming that guys and girls can never be friends because every one of her guy best friends always ends up having feelings for her.
Isn't she married? For heaven's sake, she didn't say that.
Isn't she married?
Yes.
Yeah.
And her husband's very handsome, by the way, you know?
But that's
she
what
said
she said
something
about,
earlier
about 10 minutes ago.
She said something earlier. I can't remember now who she was talking about. She goes, I know I'm married, but damn, you know?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
That's kind of she's just loving this attention. She's loving this attention that the HOH is bringing her. Everybody is coming up and hanging on her every word.
They all do that.
Helping her get around. She is loving it. She's milking it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she now has Christmas's scooter, by the way. So
does she.
Great.
Yeah, she does.
Lovely.
So we're gonna get another season full of somebody zooming around the Big Brother house on a scooter.
Well, I had to give it to Monty for carrying her up the steps when she got her HOH room. I'm sure that wasn't an easy feat.
Well, they're lucky that the steps are. They're lucky that the stairs have been redesigned.
Yeah.
Are there no longer?
That would have been really hard. Had it still been the spiral staircase, there's no way. Yeah.
Well, she's not a teeny tiny little girl.
No, she's not.
So I'm sure it wasn't easy carrying her, and she's got to, she weighs more than him, I'm sure. So I'm sure it wasn't easy for him carrying her up the steps. That's why, didn't they make that rule that no one's allowed to carry her up the steps anymore?
I think so.
Because somebody could get hurt. I'm not saying that to
be
mean.
I
forget what it was. There was one season where somebody got injured when being carried up the steps. I forget which season it was, though.
But it's one thing carrying a tiny person up the steps rather than somebody that weighs more than you. That's not good.
Right.
You can get hurt.
No. But yeah, he could have lost his balance and
exactly.
Them both down the stairs. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Tim, I know Tim's in the chat room. Maybe he can find out that answer for us. Tim, I know you're listening. Let us know. What season was it where somebody got injured being carried up the steps?
Was it Christmas? Did they carry
Christmas
up?
No, Christmas got injured in the backyard.
Yeah,
the carrying her up the steps,
on,
you were saying, but who was carried up the steps?
She was riding on Bozo's back. They were playing around.
And he fell and broke
God,
her leg.
What was his name?
I now remember who he is. I can't think of his name again. The cowboy.
Yeah, well,
He was a cow roper or something. Rodeo rider, right. Yeah.
Rodeo clown.
Yeah. Can't think of his name.
Well,
you know, she's definitely soaking it up. She's definitely soaking up all the attention and everything.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't happy when I saw she won. Not at all.
She was like, she's sitting up there laying on her bed with her foot all elevated saying, send in Pooch. Send in so-and-so. Go get so-and-so. Yeah.
Would you expect her, whether it's a sprain or broken, would you expect her to keep moving around? I mean, obviously they probably told her to keep it elevated.
Yeah, but still, I don't know. I don't like her to begin with, and now she's just really on my last nerve.
Yep.
So I don't know.
I'm right there with you, girlfriend.
And by the way, the ratings are officially in. They delivered 3.1 million viewers, which is, I think, pretty consistent. And let me double check, actually. I'm pretty sure that's pretty consistent with what they've done. Let's see, 3.1 million. Oh, that's actually down. They lost within the span of a day, they lost about 300,000 viewers.
Wow.
Within the span of a day. So they went from 3.46 to 3.1 million. And the demographic was a 0.6, so they went down in the demographic too from between 18 and 49 year olds. So it is definitely who knows, maybe with Paloma leaving, maybe things may increase. But you know, I would have thought that not everybody watches the feed, so you know, the only people who would know about Paloma potentially leaving would be the live feeders. So
right.
That's probably why viewership didn't increase. But I wonder if, hopefully we'll see this upcoming Sunday, if viewership will now increase because of Paloma potentially leaving. Or maybe perhaps people just aren't interested in this season. Because we've seen a whole bunch of different Big Brother house guests. Danielle Reyes was actually the first one to quit on this season.
Was she?
Yeah, what's his name? James Rhine from Big Brother 6. He hasn't even seen it. He hasn't even watched the show yet. And it sounds like he's not planning on doing so. JoJo even said, or it was even said last night regarding JoJo, that JoJo
hadn't
even watched the episode. So,
yeah.
So, you know, I think there are certain Big Brother house guests, former Big Brother house guests, that have been commenting on this season. It's entirely possible that some may just not have it, even watched it yet, period.
Right.
Because, you know, we may start seeing people tune out of Big Brother, essentially.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Not at all. Janie and McCray, I think, are the only ones that I know right now that are watching, because they're doing their podcast. Or not podcast,
well, not
they're doing their YouTube show.
Well, not just that, but McCray actually knows, I think it was Michael.
Yes, they work together. That's right, Steve. Yep.
So I think that's partially, apart from being a super fan himself, I think that's partially a reason why he's watching as well.
He watches every year, though. McCray's always into the show. And, so, and Janie watches, too. Even if she hates it, she'll still watch it. But they're very honest with their comments. They're funny. I enjoy their YouTube show. It's really good.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's, McCray is usually very honest, especially on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
With some of the statements that he makes. So...
well, it's funny, most of his comments were, I hate this one, I hate him, I hate her. It's just so funny.
You know what I find interesting, though, is there's been no sign whatsoever of any potential exit interviews being done. I know it's been pushed back, but there hasn't been any... you know, any explanation and whatnot, because, like, for example, who was it? When Chris Kattan ended up leaving Celebrity Big Brother, we found out the very, actually probably the exact same day that he got taken out, we found out why he got taken out.
No, he left. He didn't get taken out. Didn't he walk on his own?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, but why he left the house.
However,
in regards to Paloma, though, it's been complete radio silence. Like, literally, the writers, like Sharon Tharp of U.S. Weekly, Mike Bloom, nobody knows. Like, there's been no contact with Paloma whatsoever.
Because there's a lot of speculation with that, Steve, because a lot of people are wondering, did she possibly say something where they actually told her to leave? Because she was saying she wanted to go. It's really up in the air. Did she actually walk? Or did she actually do something that caused them to say, please leave?
Well, it sounds like she never left when she went into the diary room. She never left the diary room, basically, except
There was scuttlebutt that said that the therapist or the psychologist or whatever were saying that they should pull her from the show.
Yeah.
So that left me wondering whether or not, you know, what she said that made them think, whoa, we need to pull her. Or
right.
we need to
I'm
let
sorry,
her go.
Guys. I'm sorry, guys. I'm
going to
keep muting when my dogs bark. I'm sorry.
Or
you might sometimes hear my dog bark in the background. He's been very talkative today, so
I'm sorry.
You might actually hear my dog bark at some point tonight.
I'll feel better if I do, Steve.
But go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, it just it makes you think, well, if it's true that the psychologist said that maybe she just said she wanted to leave, they got her with the therapist or whatever, and based on things that she was saying that the therapist recommended that they let her go.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Possibly.
So,
I mean, the last bit of footage that we saw of her was her literally sleeping in the diary room. So
right.
That's entirely possible.
Okay, so here's
was saying also, vote me out. She was telling Alyssa that. Please vote me out.
Well, you know, it was another thing, too, that I noticed was right after Taylor was nominated, and she and Taylor went back in that room, and she was like, you have a friend in me.
Oh.
If you have any friend, it's me. Blah, blah, blah. But then she just kind of, like, in the middle of that conversation, her facial expressions changed, and she started crying. And I was thinking, oh, my God, you know, thinking that she was faking the whole thing.
Yeah, these crocodile tears.
Being Paloma. But the other thing inside makes me wonder if she said, you know, started thinking about, what the hell am I doing? What am I doing? This could be when she was coming down off her mania, thinking, what the crap am I doing?
See, I hope that's it, Melissa. I hope she sees exactly what was up, honestly.
She may have, that may have been the aha moment she needed.
I hope.
To say, look, because it happened right after that, not long after that. She was like...
But she started crying during the eviction, during the nominations, too. Which
yeah,
was like, why are you crying?
Been,
you wanted her. I didn't understand. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you?
That
you know, you
being.
Why are you being fake
TV.
Like that?
That
it's crazy.
Been for TV, though. That could have been for TV. Think about it. The way she was positioned whenever she would do a diary room session, it almost seemed like it was planned on her part. Like that she was like she knows how to get whatnot. Although maybe that's just part of her personality, you know, the way the way she would do her diary room sessions, like it was almost like she always had one foot up on the diary room chair or something. It was very weird because normally we don't see people when they're doing diary room sessions. We don't see their legs, and it was like how they used to do old diary room sessions where you could see the entire chair. Or the entire sofa or whatever that they would be sitting on, and there would sometimes be house guests that would that would have different poses when they were sitting on in the diary room. So that could have easily just been with her crying like she was, it could have just been something that she knew it would get on camera.
And you know
TV.
What, Steve? What you're saying makes a lot of sense because if you remember when she was going to everybody in the house, you know, trying to get them, you know, Taylor did this to me, and she went to Monty and she did all of this. She was doing that fake crying with them too, right? Because they showed a scene like later on. It looked like she was almost like, good, and she could wipe her tears and say, okay, good. I think something to that effect of, you know, I think I got through to them to get rid of her. Something to that effect. Am I right?
It's possible.
Yeah.
She was doing that crying, that fake crying, when she was trying to stress her point to everybody else why they had to get Taylor out. Because poor me, look what she's doing to me, and she's trying to ruin my game. And I didn't deserve that, remember? She was doing that to all of them. They showed her going to each of these individual people, telling them that with these bullshit tears.
I mean,
so I think
Alexa,
she could be a big fake,
thoughts?
Too. I don't know. It's crazy.
Alexa, Alexis, what are your thoughts on this? Was this part planned by Paloma, or you know, what was this all basically? I mean, obviously her exit wasn't planned, but you know, the way she was acting most of this season, was part of it planned, or was were we seeing the many stages of manic of manic people when people go into mania?
I honestly think we were seeing the many stages.
You think she was faking?
I don't think she was faking. I think it's like she was probably genuinely going crazy in the house. Like,
just seeing different phases of her mania.
Right.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It is entirely possible. I kind of wonder if production even knew about this from the get-go, and why they would even fucking let her on the show to begin with.
Yeah, she should never have been put on the show. Crazy.
All right, let's bring in, I believe we have Teresa joining us now. Hey, Teresa.
Yeah, Teresa.
Hi.
Hello, girlfriend.
Hi,
how's
Teresa.
Your hobby, Teresa? Hello? You there?
Is this Teresa?
Uh-oh.
Did she have mic issues like I was?
Looks like she disconnected. Maybe
come
it was
back,
Teresa. Wait a minute, let me double... Now I got myself second-guessing my numbers. Let me take a look.
I did that earlier.
Yeah, that is her area code. Hang on. Let me reconnect her. Teresa, are you there?
Yes.
Teresa!
Now
yes!
On.
How are you, girlfriend?
Pretty good.
You doing okay? Is your hubby okay?
Yeah, he's home. He's
doing
good? He goes back to work next week.
Oh, that's great. So it sounds like he's doing good.
Yeah, they put a defibrillator in his heart, so in case it he went into cardiac arrest again.
Ugh. Well, let's pray that
Teresa,
doesn't happen.
Teresa, have you gotten the chance to watch any of this season?
Yes.
And tell us.
What are your early thoughts about this past week being the week of the collapsing Paloma?
Paloma está loca.
For people that don't speak Spanish, she said Paloma is crazy, which
no
is
kidding.
True. But you know, we were discussing before you came on, Teresa. We were discussing whether or not was she experiencing all of the stages of that manic people go through throughout this whole week, or could part of it have been potentially planned? Like, for example, when it was mentioned that she was crying during the nomination ceremony, even though she was the one who wanted Taylor to be put up.
Well, I will say, as far as her crying, and I'm doing the air quotes.
Yep.
She needs to win the Oscar for Best Actress.
All right, but what about everything else? What about everything else that she was doing this past week with her? I mean, at some point she even exposed the Girls Alliance to certain people, and then she, you know, she had that whole entire thing after Taylor was put up on the block. She had that whole "you've got a friend in me" sort of thing. Sort of spiel that she gave her, even though she was shit-talking her constantly behind her back the entire week. I mean,
does it kind of seem like she was going through all of the stages of mania?
Probably, but I'm like, in fact, when I heard rumor, when I saw on Facebook rumor she had left, I was like thinking, oh, they probably, the producers had zero tolerance for her behavior and kicked her sorry butt out.
No, I don't know if I would say that because...
well,
if they had
no
tolerance, go ahead.
I was going to say that was before I actually watched the episode.
Yeah, because if they had no tolerance for her behavior, they wouldn't have edited the episode the way they did to make her look sympathetic and to make Taylor look like the big bad bully, like Taylor was the aggressor. And even we saw it last night. We saw the amount of bullshit that that Grodzilla put into the edit last night with Taylor still looking like the villain and Paloma leaving the game with a sympathetic edit. Even though for anybody who has watched the feed, it's the complete opposite.
Yep. Yeah, because it seemed like, from what Sarah was telling me, was that Paloma was the, I'm probably butchering her name, but that she was the aggressor, and Taylor was the victim.
Yeah, just call her Regina.
No, yeah, you were right though in saying Paloma. It is Paloma, but some of us on the podcast have resorted to calling her Regina because that's a much easier name to remember.
In fact, I think you're the one who, Melissa. You're the one who I saw that how you said you just call her Regina from Mean Girls.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I do. Yep, I don't know.
Go ahead.
He's up on the block right now. Pooch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is good eye candy, but that's about it.
You know what? I was sitting there watching him talking to Taylor. He and Taylor were talking, and I was watching another room, but I could see them talking. And they showed his face, and I immediately thought of Eddie Munster. So I had to go get a picture. I had to go get a picture and post it on my screen.
Just real quick, I forgot to say this at the beginning of the show. But since we're midway through, if you guys haven't done so yet, subscribe to the Missy AE podcast by going to blogtalkradio.com/MissyAE, or you can find us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, or just recently, we have also been on Spotify. So subscribe to us at any of those sources, and you'll get access to every single podcast that we have either done or will be doing in the future. Which, a reminder also for everybody who may be listening and everybody on the line as well, this upcoming Tuesday night, we will have a special interview with Ashley Arcaro, although you might remember her as Ashley Trainer from Survivor Samoa. So that will be the regular time, which I believe it's the regular time, 9 p.m. Eastern. So that is definitely something that you guys are not going to want to miss, whether it's either being there live or listening to it later on the archives. But anyways, back to the big brother discussion.
Melissa, you crack me up. I love it. That's so good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he's
so funny.
Especially with his behavior today, talking about how Taylor disgusts him and all this kind of stuff.
Oh,
it just
please.
Makes me want to
Are
roll.
Are you kidding me?
Like,
why
dude,
does why does, please
you,
tell me, why does Taylor disgust him?
Cause,
what's his
cause,
reasoning for this?
Well, I think it's because that's what he thinks everybody wants him to think.
You know what, though? You are kind of right. He does look a little bit like Eddie Munster. Just a little bit.
I get it. It's so funny. I kind of see it, too, now.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's the widow's peak. Go ahead.
I'm not sure who posted this. But I thought it was funny, and I cannot remember the guy's name to save my life, but they pretty much said that this was a grown version. He was a grown version of Victor and Nicole's child.
You know, I don't see that. I just don't see that. That pooch is basically a combination of Victor and Nicole.
Definitely not,
not
Victor. Maybe
not
more
pooch,
Nicole than
pooch,
Victor. Victor's cool.
He's the one
not,
with the
not
long
pooch.
Hair.
Oh, Turner?
Yes.
Oh, the skunk.
I still can't
yes.
see it.
I don't see
I still
that
can't
either.
See it.
No. No.
Turner is like a grown-up version of my grandson, I have to say.
Oh, don't insult your grandson. Come on. Don't insult
well,
him.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but in his face, that's what he looks
well,
like.
Well, no, honestly, I mean, he's a cute pet. You know, I mean, skunks aren't ugly. You know, skunks are cute. Yeah, he's like a cute little skunk.
Oh,
that's what
God.
He reminds me of.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's with his hair.
Yeah,
he's not a bad looking.
All the hair.
He's not a bad looking kid. It's just
no, he's not
hair.
A bad looking kid. But he reminds me of a little skunk, of a cute little skunk.
No,
yeah.
He is pretty stupid though when it comes to Big Brother. Or no, I'm thinking of Pooch. Never mind, I'm thinking of Pooch. Although Turner, you know, Turner can't even see that. Why Pooch is up on the block to begin with, when really it should have been Turner and Pooch if Amira had her way.
Yeah.
So Turner should be worried right now that if Pooch gets taken off the block, Turner should be worried that it might be him potentially going up next.
Oh, I hope it is, and I hope he goes too. Either him or Pooch is fine by me.
I'll tell you what, they'd make a good, both of them would make a good alliance. And then they could be called the Turner and Hooch Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are actually aligned. Although they haven't given a name to their duo, I don't think. But a lot of people were praying at the beginning of the season that with Turner wanting to be referred as Turner and Pooch wanting to be referred to as Pooch. Everybody was praying that they would get together and form the Turner and Pooch duo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I think of the movie Turner and Pooch.
But here, and
exactly.
Still, guys, this what baffled me, I brought this up last night, Teresa. Did you also find it bizarre when they first mentioned, when they found out about Paloma leaving, and Turner is crying his ass off, with Kyle comforting him, right? More than, because she was supposed to be aligned with Alyssa, and Alyssa was sad. But Turner's just crying like this biggest baby, and Kyle's, you know, stroking him, and, you know, it's like, what the hell was going on with that last night? What was that?
I don't
Well, think about
it. I don't know. It was weird.
Think about what his sister said before the season officially started. His sister said that Turner has a good way of manipulating people to basically put their attention on him, to put their attention towards him, in a good way, that is. So he may just as easily have been wanting to make sure somebody was paying attention to him as opposed to the matter at hand.
But it was so ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, he was talking about how close he and Paloma were.
Were they? Did you see them being so close, you guys?
Not
really.
I think it was all in his head, but...
I don't get him at all, to be honest. I really don't. It was very weird to see that last night, that's all. It was strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Kyle stroking him, and it's like, what's going on here?
You know what? I just realized how the hell is she gonna get the scooter upstairs to the HOA?
How the hell is she exactly, Steve? I don't think she can.
I mean,
she needs a ramp.
She'll probably have somebody bring it down for her, maybe. But the other option would be to throw it over the banister and hope to God that it doesn't break.
I can't see that happening. That'd be funny, though.
But, you know, that's another thing, too, is we still don't know if her ankle is swollen, or not swollen, if it's sprained or if it's actually broken.
Right.
Because the way that she landed, and I don't know why I keep going back to that video clip, but I keep going back to that video clip from last night, and I don't know how you could potentially break your ankle the way that she landed.
Damn it. But if she broke her ankle, it would be so swollen and so painful, they would have had to have taken her to the hospital like Christmas. They took Christmas immediately, didn't they? When this happened?
Yeah, I do think that they probably would have taken her to the hospital had they suspected that she broke it.
Because you know when you have a break, I mean, it just swells and it'll turn like black and blue and it'll be so bad.
And also,
yeah, she would have to walk on.
It kind of seems like it's lightly wrapped, too.
So it can't be, that it's not a break. It's got to be a sprain. She's just going to milk it.
Or that they probably just told her to keep it elevated
right now.
So,
mm-hmm.
And plus, the way that she landed last night, she landed with all of the weight going forwards on her foot. So everything was pushing forwards. There's no way she could have broken it that way.
Right.
You know,
it's broken.
Or it wouldn't have been her ankle that was broken. It would have been part of her foot that would have been broken. It would have been one of the I forget what they call it, a metatarsal or something. It would have been like a metatarsal it's not even that. Because a metatarsal is the actual toes. It would have been you know what? She might have some plant. Wait a minute. Let me look this up. I want to make sure I'm looking this up and not saying things that aren't right. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. No. I was going to say she might be suffering from plantar fasciitis, but that's actually that more has to do with the ligament underneath on the bottom of your foot. So that's probably not it.
Right. And it's a chronic condition.
Yeah. Well, it's not just a chronic condition, but it also can potentially happen, you know, depending on, I mean, we've seen it happen with athletes where it looks like they may have sprained their foot, but instead it ends up having to do with plantar fasciitis. There is one thing, though, involving Jasmine. I don't know if anybody caught this last night. I remember we talked about Taylor potentially touching the ground. There are fans that are convinced that Jasmine's foot touched the ground and production let it go anyways.
Let's go back and watch that.
Because there is a screen grab that somebody made, and
yeah,
it does look like you can see the bottom of her foot, which is black. The bottom of her shoe is black, and it seems to be supposedly touching the gray mat that you know, that they would land on if they ended up falling at all. However,
well, it's not the first time Big Brother's missed stuff. It's happened before.
Alexis, did you saw the challenge last night, right? What are your thoughts? Do you think Jasmine's foot touched the floor?
It could have easily touched the floor. Let's just say it wouldn't be surprising if production's like, just go on ahead. We'll just say it did.
I mean, supposedly production reviewed it, and Julie Chen said on the show that they had reviewed it and that her foot and that Jasmine was cleared. So
that's like any other help desk thing saying we're looking into the matter. No, they're not. They probably didn't review it. If anything, they're like, so should we just let her win or? Where
the
she gets our
ulterior motive. Somebody even said she's a ninja warrior with that hand strength. With how far she was holding on to the top portion of the thing that she had, that they had to hold on to. But I don't know. What are your thoughts, Teresa? Did it look like she had touched the floor, or could it have been where the camera made it look like she touched the floor, but yet she really didn't?
I'd almost have to watch it again.
I mean, it's just so weird. I don't know what to think of it because you would think that she doesn't look like the type of person that would be able to hang from something. I mean, you know, I'm saying this myself, and I'm a fat piece of shit to begin with. So, you know, I wouldn't be able to hang for that long on something myself. And what's weird is from the positioning of the shot, it almost looks like you would think that if somebody didn't see the episode, somebody would think that that was a shot of her falling. What are your thoughts, Melissa? Did it look like her foot had touched?
Yeah, when I was watching the show, I said she fell. Her foot touched the floor.
Wow. So you saw it then?
Yeah. I thought so, and then I thought, well, maybe not, I guess, because they weren't making an issue of it.
And Steve, my friend, don't you knock yourself like that. I'll go over there and bop you. Don't you ever knock yourself like that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, people would say, well, you know, sometimes I've commented on stuff like this before, and people have said, well, it would be easy for a skinny person like you to be able to hang from something like that.
Steve,
of course,
I wouldn't be able to do it. Okay, seriously, I wouldn't be able to. My balance and hanging and stuff, forget it. I'm not athletic at all.
And the thing is, too, the confetti moved, too. The confetti on the floor supposedly had moved when she was scrambling to get back on the wall. That's what makes people think that her foot touched, because why else would the confetti move?
There you go.
So... this is production, considering the fact that Paloma, there could be an argument that Jasmine was Paloma's number two. Kind of makes you wonder if perhaps production was trying to, you know, sort of influence the potential upcoming HOH that night by having Jasmine win. By having Jasmine win over, I think she was facing Terrence. Although Terrence, to be fair, Terrence wasn't even close on his
not at all.
End.
And I thought for sure he was going to win that comp with her.
Right.
I didn't think she was going to win that. That shocked me. I'm surprised even with the messed up leg. How did she end up winning HOH?
It had to have been trivia.
But they had paint
but they
all
came
over
in,
them.
They had food. They were covered in food when they came back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they were covered in what?
Food.
I could see it looked like paint or something all over. But food, yeah.
If it was food, maybe they had all you can eat, and whoever ate the most amount.
No, it was all over her,
arm.
End
up being the winner.
No. It was flung at them, which makes me think that they were on the wall or something, because that's usually what happens when they fling food at them. Were they clinging to the wall? And whoever drops last?
That's a good question.
Did they feel sorry for her because she had the messed up leg that they decided, okay, let's give it to you? Because Michael did say, you know, I think he made a comment about Hayden, I hope you're proud of me. You know, I threw this comp or something. Michael said this. He was talking about Hayden from,
Hayden,
you know, that won.
Wait. From the one? Oh, the one
the
that
Hayden
won.
That won.
Moss, yeah. Hayden Moss.
That won that season, yeah. Rachel's season. Season 12.
Yeah. It's... I obviously, we're going to have to see what the, you know, exactly what the competition was.
When they're covered with, you know, food or paint or whatever, usually they're on that wall spinning
them.
Around. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah, usually something is shot at them.
Right.
I mean, it could have been something where the only other time I can think of is when they did that, that counting game where they had to press the button a certain amount of times when they used to do the Dave competition. They would press the button a certain amount of times, and whoever got it wrong three times would have stuff shot at them, basically.
No, but see, Jasmine won, and she was covered, Steve. I mean, her arms. I mean, she was just covered with like red.
Yeah.
She had red all over her, and then she still won. So. I'm really baffled how she won this, if she was in so much pain with her leg.
Yeah, you know, I
guess we'll have to see Sunday.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Obviously, we'll have to see Sunday, but Yeah, needless to say, for Taylor fans, this is not starting off too well.
No, it's terrible. We're back to where we were last week.
Now, of course, you know, we'll have to see who ends up winning the veto. But I'm wondering if perhaps there's going to be some sort of narrative here pushed once again by the fans about, you know, because Target, apparently it's complete blasphemy now to target any sort of person of color in the game of Big Brother now. So, or actually, no, in the game, in any reality TV show, it is blasphemy to target a person of color. You always have
but
to
let's
target
get, but,
a white
but,
person.
But you guys should be happy at least to see that, you know, they're targeting each other.
Yeah.
Monty targeted Taylor. Jasmine's targeting Taylor. So they're not trying to keep somebody, you know, of their color safe.
Yeah, that's why we're avoiding the race war for now. Because they haven't decided to band together yet.
So fans at least should be happy to see that.
At the very least, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not happy to see Taylor, to see her up there again, truthfully. I was really hoping I didn't want to see Jasmine win. I really wanted to see two guys up there.
Yeah, no. It does leave the option open, though, for a girl to potentially leave, that being Taylor.
Yeah.
Which, you know, honestly, I would think that if their plan was for a guy to leave this week, that they would have kept Taylor safe. The fact that Taylor is up there makes me believe that Jasmine's primary motive is to make sure that somehow Taylor leaves the game.
Yeah, she wants her to go. She was saying that because I was watching bits and pieces, you know, of live feeds, and that's what she kept talking about. Well, you know, she knows. Well, everyone knows I don't like her or whatever. And I'm thinking, okay, Taylor, she's going up. I knew for sure Taylor was going up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is a shame.
It's very obvious.
You know,
and Taylor's not shitty to her at all. She just does not like Taylor.
I mean, it's two
because
weeks,
Paloma
it's two weeks
didn't
in a row.
Like Taylor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because Paloma
but she should
didn't
have
like
a mind of her own. She doesn't like
well,
her
well, she doesn't. She doesn't have a mind of her own.
That's literally, there has been no reason as to why Taylor was put up at all, except for jealousy.
Right. Jealous of her, exactly.
And
exactly.
You know, she told both Taylor and Pooch that they were both on this week.
There you go.
I assume that the reason why she's putting up Taylor is because of the whole scramble that happened last week when Taylor told Monty. Monty then told a revised version of what Taylor told her to the other girls, and then Jasmine said it, and then Jasmine lied to the public, to the viewing public in the diary room, saying that the girls never said that, when in fact the girls did say that.
But then the same thing happened with Brittany and Pooch, because they were pissed off at Brittany when they heard that she did basically the same thing and then lied about
it. Yeah.
So that's why I thought it was going to be those two girls going up.
Which, you know, that kind of makes me wonder if Brittany isn't out of the equation just yet.
That could be. I'd agree with that.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's possible that our two options right now for potential renominations are either Brittany or Monty, because I know Monty that they're looking at taking him out as basically a big move, even though, I mean, he hasn't won shit yet. So, well, actually, no, I can't say that. He won the qualifier to potentially be the next HOH, but, you know, there's not really much we can say about Monty right now to say that he's,
no,
you know, really
very
that much of a target.
Very disappointed in him, truthfully.
But, you know, it just seems so weird.
I think Monty will probably be one that's gone soon.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh.
Monty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he's potentially gone soon. I would not be surprised if he's one of the first men evicted. If it's not Pooch, it'll probably be Monty this week that'll be up on the block. If Pooch somehow ends up either being taken off or wins the veto. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Monty is one of the first men out of the game. Because I got to tell you right now, he is very naive from his conversations that he's had so far. He is definitely very naive. Really, you know, the guys that I see being... chances are being the first out. I mean, you got to look at Pooch, you got to look at Turner, and you got to look at Monty. Everybody
Honestly,
else,
I see Turner going up over Monty, Steve, first.
Really?
With Jasmine. I don't think Jasmine's going to target Monty so soon. That's just my gut feeling. I could see him leaving early in the game, but I don't think he's going to be leaving on her HOH.
Oh, but what about, you know, what about her, I think Monty was one of the ones that she was talking about when it comes to, you know, guys can't be friends with girls. But yeah,
I don't really see Jasmine as a girl's girl, though, at all, to be honest. The other girls, yeah, I can see them being a girl's girl. I can see Alyssa being a girl's girl. I see Amira. I could see Brittany. But I could see Taylor also being a girl's girl. I really don't see Jasmine as a girl's girl. What about you guys? What about you ladies? What do you think on that one?
I'm sorry, Kansas. Can you repeat that?
I don't see Jasmine as being a girl's girl. You know, I see her more keeping the men actually over the women. I see her more, just having more of the problems with the women, because I see Alyssa as being a girl's girl, where she will work to protect the girls more. I see Amira that way. I could see Taylor that way, and I could even see Brittany that way. And I can see Indy that way. But I really don't see Jasmine,
you know,
in that light. And do you ladies?
I have been thinking that that Jasmine was holding on tight to Paloma because she wanted so badly to be part of the popular girl. That's just the impression that I got. She just wanted to be part of the popular girls. You
but
know
does
what?
That make
we
her like a
loved...
girl's girl, though?
I don't see her as a prissy girl's girl, no. But I think that she wanted to be part of that clique. I definitely think she wanted to be part of that clique. We are missing my cat. We're missing a cat.
I can see it. I can see it being that way with, especially with how she carries herself while in the house.
I could definitely see her being, you know, being the one that all that needs to be part of the cool, to be part of the cool clique.
Because she's not that in real life. But does that mean that she's going to protect the women, though? Or could she possibly have jealousies and target them?
She's down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, maybe.
She could potentially
target some of the women, but I don't see it right now.
Well, she's definitely targeting Taylor. And I think more than the guys, I think that the one she wants out the most is Taylor.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, it's not up to her as to whether or not Taylor goes home.
Unless she can persuade the other women to get rid of her.
But,
and just waiting to see what happens and then tries to make a move that way.
Honestly, it seems right now that the new leader of the women is Amira. It kind of seems like right now.
And that's a good thing because Amira has a little bit more brain.
Yeah.
And she's not quite as nasty as Paloma was.
Not at all. Oh, not at all.
More mature.
And neither's Alyssa.
Mature.
I think Alyssa's going to be totally different without Paloma there.
Yes, and I noticed that Amira and Nicole were talking for quite a long time today, too.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it seems like Nicole seems to, ever since Paloma left, Nicole has been getting into the good graces a little bit of the other girls after
being
originally left out of the Girls Alliance by Paloma. So,
cool. Glad to hear that.
You know, maybe perhaps things are starting to form around Nicole to where she may be safe for a little bit. It seems like, though, as far as the girls go, it seems like the boys are our primary targets, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So
the girls,
if the girls
are smart, they got to get the guys out.
Because
they will be knocked off one by one by one by the boys, and the boys will play them like fiddles.
Well, to be fair, there's only really four guys that are all about bros. You know, there's Monty, there's Kyle, there's Daniel, and there's Turner. Those are the four bros. All the rest of the guys aren't really part of the bro. Aren't really part of the bro factor. Or no, not Daniel. Joe is the other bro, I think.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're talking about getting rid of Joe. The boys are talking about Joe.
Are they? Really?
Sooner
wow. That's interesting.
Saying
why?
He's got to go sooner rather than later. Because
do they feel threatened by
him
because of his muscles or what? Or do they feel that he could beat them in
comp? No, it's not that at all. Joe is not as willing to be nasty as they are.
Okay, I get it.
Although Joe does not, but Joe doesn't seem to see that he was believing Paloma over Taylor. Because look how devastated she was. She had to have been telling the truth, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No.
When really it was just one of her panic attacks.
Yeah,
and she should have. He should have. I don't know. I mean, he just didn't pick up on it. But that's okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, things can always change on the daily. Actually, by the hour, things could always change. But
It just really seems like the girls are more, it's basically guys got, like, each of the eight guys are basically their primary targets. Like, there's no, with the exception of Taylor, you know, there's no other girl that is in the crosshairs right now. But who knows? Maybe
Except
they will
Brittany.
Be stupid and they'll vote out. Maybe they will be stupid and give Jasmine what she wants and put out Taylor this week.
I don't know. They'd be dumb. But the other one, the other girl that's in the crosshairs is Brittany.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sooch wants Brittany out bad.
Yeah.
They said if Taylor wins the veto, Brittany's going up and out.
There you
go. That's what Sooch says.
There you go. That could happen.
Well, it can always happen where Pooch ends up leaving, though.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I'd rather see Pooch go.
So would I. 100%.
He's a real big disappointment to me.
Yep.
He and Monty are both disappointing to me. I liked him going in, and then...
I really liked Monty.
Alexis, what about you? Who are you? Who have you liked so far, and who are you the most disappointed by so far this season?
And I kind of like Michael a bit. Kind of when he's not trying to be funny, I've kind of enjoyed. But it's like when he's trying to be funny, it just comes off as annoying.
Yeah.
You mean like when he twerks?
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
Going back to the first competition, the moment that he realized Monty had pressed the button first, that to me was funny.
Yeah. Because he was twisting all around in his little cave. Like, oh no!
When it looked like he was having a seizure?
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about you, Teresa? Who have you liked so far this season, and who have you been disappointed by?
Well, I would have to say I do kind of like Michael. I kind of like his super fan thing, and Daniel, I'm kind of on the fence about it. I like him, but
you
I didn't
to
like
eat
his,
now? Huh?
His reason.
You want your food?
Aw. You talking to your fur baby?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We lost her. I could not find her to feed her, and we were kind of in a panic there for a minute. And now she's upstairs. Okay, okay, now she's got her food.
Good to go. Sorry, Teresa. I didn't mean that.
What, did she peek her head out of the corner?
No, she's downstairs curled up on a chair. That's the difference between the old house and this house. This house, there's a lot more places to hide.
Oh,
so,
they should love that.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, back to Big Brother. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's like I like Daniel, but I didn't like how he was wanting to get rid of Michael just because he was also a super fan. But like Paris. I like most of the girls. I can't remember their names, but Alyssa, I like Brittany. I'm not a big... but I don't think there's really anybody I dislike right now, but it's only the first week, and I don't watch the live feed, so some of the things you guys are talking about I've missed.
You know, though, honestly, targeting somebody like Michael because they're a super fan
or because he thinks they're a super fan. Let's face it, he nailed it, the fact that Michael was a super fan. It is a legitimate strategy, you know, because the super fan has the most knowledge, probably has the most knowledge about the game, and knows when certain people would try to pull off certain moves. So getting out the super fan early would actually be a very smart move.
Yeah.
And I never noticed this before of what Daniel made the point about how he held the door open for the others to go in, because the first one in the house never went.
Right.
Right. Except for, I think that was broken when Tamar won Celebrity Big Brother. I think it was. So.
No, I can't remember.
But technically, I believe it is still. I don't think it's been broken yet on the main show, on the main version of Big Brother. So I think that curse is still in effect.
Yeah, it could be.
But anyways, you know, it's
just like the car curse on Survivor.
Yeah, kind of like that. You know, it is definitely a viable option, though. It is a viable option to target the superfan early on, because the superfan knows pretty much everything about the game. They're gonna know how to react in certain situations. I mean, you have Michael talking to himself and talking to the feedsters in the storage room. You know, he reminds me so much of Kevin from this past season of Big Brother Canada, and how he would plan out certain things in advance. He kind of has a little bit of a shade of Kevin when it comes to, like, just how confident he is that everything is going to go his way. And Kevin was a super fan, too. He ultimately ended up going on to win the entire show.
Ah.
So, you know, super fans are very dangerous deep in the game for long. So, you know, I don't really fault Daniel the first week for going after...
No.
Michael, uh-uh. Because he's a super fan.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, as far as who I like, I mean, I'm looking at I definitely like Michael. I thought he carried himself really well that first week. I liked Taylor, you know, I liked Taylor before the show even began, just from how she carried herself in interviews and everything. And, you know, I just kind of feel bad for her, the fact that she's being targeted for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Like, she didn't do anything to piss off any of the house, well, I shouldn't say she didn't do anything to piss off the house guests, but I guess jealousy, you could kind of say, is pissing off certain house guests, but
Paloma would always make petty comments about her being a former beauty queen.
Oh, constant.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't have said anything about being a pageant queen, because some of the others were kind of something or other about that. And it's just like, you know, you were the biggest one there.
I know, you were the one leading the pack. Like that. I can't stand that.
You were the one leading the pack on that one.
Right.
God.
Exactly.
Well, I will say that the way you take each girl separately, they're okay. But when you put them together, it's like being in frickin' high school.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly, Teresa.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I, just,
you know,
I think I, Regina
all
was all, I mean, Paloma was Regina all the time, no matter if she was with or without the girls, she was Regina 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway.
Yep.
Well, she did have a lot of crocodile tears.
Oh, did she ever. Ugh.
Mm. Taylor just said to the camera, I would love to take a shot at Monty, but it has to be the right time. So,
well, good for her, because Monty
kinda,
is one of the
like,
reasons why she was in so much trouble.
Well, it kind of seems like she doesn't feel like now is the right time.
Well, she's not in power. She doesn't have the power to do anything.
Actually, it looks like she's going to sleep right now. From what it looks like on the feeds. So, because she wants to get enough rest in time for the veto tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems really weird how this season has gone so far, because I mean, feeds were down for a full 24 hours. You know, everybody thought that maybe perhaps you know, the HOH competition could have been potentially pushed to today before Jasmine, of course, ended up winning, because they had to have used the same set, because I don't see how they could take down a set and put up a new one in such a short amount of time, from the time that they ended the show to the time that that the feeds would come back on. So they had, you know, there was some concern about in terms of scheduling, you know, exactly what how the rest of the weekend would play out in terms of, you know,
okay,
like the veto and competitions and whatnot. But anyways, looks like we just lost Teresa.
Aww.
Well, that was about, I guess that's what the okay was about. But you know, it's, I still think that there's potential that this season could potentially still get ugly. Even with Paloma gone, her agenda is still out there right now.
Only with,
well, some of the
Jasmine,
guys
though,
are troublemakers too, so not just the women.
Only with Jasmine, yeah, but as we've seen so far, Jasmine is very, very convincing so far, even last week. She was very convincing when it came to the Girls Alliance. So I wouldn't be surprised if, even if she isn't in power next week, I would be very surprised if she isn't able to get into the HOH's head, depending on who's HOH.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think people are going to grow tired of Jasmine real quick.
Good. I already have.
Well, they may give her some sympathy though, because of the injury. That's what makes me think.
Yeah, but
it kind of makes me think that
I think
Jasmine may be safe for a little bit.
I think ultimately that's what's going to kill her, is her injury.
Because it's going to get old fast, right?
Yep. Yep.
I don't know though. You know, if I'm the rest of the house guests, I'm looking at her. Depending on how long she may be laid up, she's not going to be at 100% for quite a while. You know, and with some of the competitions being physical, you know, she's not going to be able to run. She's not going to be able to stand on that foot, depending on how long the sprain, how severe the sprain is. You know, it would actually be beneficial to people, challenge-wise, to keep her around. Because she's not, unless the challenge is, like, mental, she's not going to be winning any competitions anytime soon. Then again, I said that last night, and we saw what happened last night. So, last night, I said she had no chance in hell of winning HOH with her injury, and she ultimately ended up winning. So, But if I was in there, and I would be thinking ahead of time. Okay, you know, she has a sprain. At best, maybe she may be fully recovered from it, or she may, you know, she may no longer have to have a wrap on it after about maybe 2-3 weeks. But, you know, it would open up the opportunity for me to potentially target somebody else while she's basically laid up, essentially. And even when she does fully recover, she's not going to be 100% because of that injury.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Do you think it would be smart to keep somebody who's injured in the game? I mean, you know, competition-wise, she wouldn't be a threat, but, I mean, obviously, socially and strategically, she would probably still be a threat.
Well, I don't know if people are going to have to pick up on that. You know, I think that there are other stronger players than Jasmine. I think everybody's kissing her ass because she won HOH. But I think once she's out of power, they're not going to give her to. I have a feeling that because she's not in power right now, I have a feeling that once she is not in power, they're not going to have much to do with her.
Possibly.
Personally, I don't think.
Depending on who you're talking about. Are you talking about everybody? Are you talking about the guys? Are you talking about the girls?
In general, yeah.
It's possible, I mean, it seems like most of Paloma's flock is still flocking together, so.
Yeah, but in a different way.
Well, we did add Tim to the show. Tim, what?
Hi, Tim.
Obviously, you've been watching.
Hey,
you've been watching
Hi,
the
Tim.
Whole. You've been watching the season so far. What are your thoughts on? I mean, let's start with Paloma. What are your thoughts on the rapid rise and rapid fall of Paloma? I mean, was that what this whole entire week that we saw from her, was this all the different stages of mania that she was exhibiting, or was part of it potentially planned?
I'm personally not really one to try to speculate on this, because, like, I don't think that's right. But I know people will, and it's like, I'd rather not comment on that one.
Okay.
All right.
That's
with Jasmine now being the new HOH, it kind of seems like even though Paloma left, her influence is still in the house.
Oh yeah, very much so. You can tell with the girls.
Yeah, it just seems like whatever plan was put in place from the very beginning
with Paloma's Girls Girls Alliance. It's still basically active right now.
Yeah. And is it just me or does it feel like the cast keep getting dumber every year?
No,
yeah.
That's not just you. Yeah, it does seem like the cast has definitely gotten dumber year after year. I mean, we got quite a few whoppers in this cast, to say the least. You know, we thought that maybe perhaps with their new way of casting, that maybe perhaps they wouldn't be, they wouldn't be recruits. But from what we've been told, what we've heard on the feeds, it really sounds like, because they were talking about the casting process and everything, it kind of sounds like a few of them were definitely recruits.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was fairly certain of that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like casting people off of fucking TikTok and Instagram, and that doesn't work.
Yeah, actually, that's what it was. It was Kyle was one of the. Kyle said that he got contacted by a casting director, saying, "Hey, check your DMs. I want to talk to you about an opportunity." And that's how he got cast on Big Brother.
Yeah. Like, that shit's ridiculous. They really should cast more fans. I'm not saying they need to cast super fans by any stretch, but at least cast people who actually, like, know the show. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So what do you think? Another big topic that has come about recently is last night's competition, and there were some of us who thought that Taylor's foot had hit the ground. There's been a lot of debate on Twitter as to whether or not Jasmine's foot hit the ground.
Oh yeah, I was pretty certain Jasmine's hit the ground, but I could not tell on Taylor's.
No, Taylor's, it really did look like, based off of the angle that we were given, it really looked like her foot had hit. But with it's weird with Jasmine's, because with Jasmine's, I mean, the bottom of her shoes are black. The soles of her shoes are black. And you can see the black of the bottom of her shoe. And of course, you know, the mat that they were on was the mat that that they would fall on potentially was gray, but you can't really see anything between the black and the gray.
Well, you can see the confetti move.
Well, yeah, some people said that they saw the confetti move, which made them think that she was out or that she had fallen. But apparently, production, quote unquote, looked it over and said, and they deemed that she didn't fall. So, I'm kind of wondering now that we think of it, I'm kind of wondering if maybe they've passed on the production darling from Paloma over to Jasmine now, because Jasmine is sort of on the same thinking train as Paloma was.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can't see it with Jasmine.
I really don't think production is down on Taylor, I'm sorry. I don't think they're down on Taylor. I don't know.
You don't think that they want to stick it to people who forced them to do casting the way they do it now?
No, nope,
and why they
I don't.
And why we ended up getting the cookout last year?
Nope, I don't think that I don't think they plan to stick it to America. I don't think they're trying to sabotage their show because they're pissed off about them having casted 50% person of color. I mean, that was their choice to do it. They didn't have to do that. They chose to do that. And I don't think that they're going to punish America for it. I just don't see it.
You know, there's also been some. There's also been some a little bit of talk going around as to whether or not the feeds might get canceled. Because as we've seen, the way production handles things, they handle things for the casual viewer in terms of what they see. I mean, hell, based off of what they showed the casual viewers, what happened this week, they left out a lot of key things that happened, and basically told the story that they wanted to tell, which was turn Paloma into a sympathetic victim, and turn Taylor into the big bad wolf, basically.
But the thing is when I was watching the show, Steve. They didn't necessarily make Paloma out to be the victim. They showed what Paloma was saying and all of that. They showed what Taylor was saying to Monty. Then they turned around and Monty came back and started talking to Paloma. Paloma starts denying it. The Big Brother runs the recap of her actually telling Taylor that. You know, what she was telling Taylor. So they weren't really trying to, make Paloma out. I think they were saying, now Paloma, you did say it, right? Or something to that effect.
True.
So you can't say no.
You know
what I mean?
I'm kind of wondering though if maybe perhaps this may be starting a bit of a setup for maybe perhaps we may see one of the last few seasons with the live feed.
As long as they make CBS money, they'll keep them.
Yeah, I think that if they got rid of the live feeds, they might as well kiss their show goodbye.
Yeah,
because I mean,
exactly.
When you think about it, if they get rid of the live feeds, they can then put whatever narrative they want to on the show.
Yeah, and I'd be done with it. I would be done with the show. I wouldn't watch it anymore. If I couldn't
have
the live feeds
and
know what was going on.
And also, when you think about it too. It's not like they're getting like beforehand, you know, when they did CBS All Access and everything. The live feeds were separate compared to, all of the other stuff. I remember back when you used to have to pay for the live feeds and then pay for CBS All Access beforehand. And then eventually they merged the live feeds with CBS All Access, and now they've merged, obviously, CBS All Access with Paramount Plus. I'm wondering if perhaps they may be looking at their subscriptions, depending on what the Paramount Plus subscription numbers look like. They may be saying, we have enough money to where we don't really, we have enough subscribers to where we don't really need the live feeds to bring people in anymore.
I don't know. All I can say is that they'd be losing a lot of fans if they got rid of the live feeds.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they probably would.
I think they better just, they're not going to do the live feeds. They might as well just not do the show.
Right. I mean, Alexis, what are your thoughts on it, Alexis? Do you think that they could potentially be setting up to get rid of the live feed in the future?
I personally hope they don't get rid of the live feed, because, yeah, with the live feed, we can see everything. There's nothing that is hidden. If they get rid of it, yeah, they can just show whatever narrative that they would.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, they can
which
pretty
they
much...
Which
they
do anyway.
Right.
They do it anyway.
Yeah, but they could, you know, they could determine, like, okay, even though this person may be America's sweetheart, let's turn them into the, you know, the biggest villain that we've ever had on the show.
Right.
Kansas, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Go ahead, Tim.
I gotta say something about the edit real quick, because even though I know they were trying to portray Paloma in a more positive light than she deserved, I can tell you, I talked to someone I know that's a casual, fucking hated Paloma. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, that may just be their own opinion, potentially.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't mean that all the other casuals hated Paloma. I mean, there's been some casual fans that I've seen comment on social media that have actually liked Paloma.
Yeah, but in almost every single poll I've looked at, has Paloma in the bottom.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing.
But not, you know, it's not just that, you know, not only did they like Paloma, but they also said that Paloma did nothing wrong.
Yeah,
see,
that's where
people
are
against
Paloma,
from what I've seen, like,
that's
on Joker's update.
It's going to be a handful of people. The majority of people did not like her.
Kansas, what are your thoughts on Big Brother potentially ever getting rid of the live feeds? Because, you know, especially in more recent seasons, it's made production's life hard. You know, fan reaction has made production's life harder when it comes to maybe progressing their certain favorites deeper into the game. Is it possible they may look at the Paramount Plus numbers and decide, you know what, we can deal with not having the live feeds so that at least we'll be able to create our own narrative that we want to create?
I could see them possibly, because I already saw this story about them saying this, but truthfully, I think they'd be shooting themselves in the foot, and I think they would be losing so many fans by doing it. So it would be a very stupid move. Could I see them possibly doing it? Yeah, but they'd be dumbasses. And Big Brother could be over with. I agree with what Melissa said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it is entirely possible that, you know, they could go through with it. They could, it's weird. It kind of seems with how they've, and it's not just Big Brother, but with how they've edited Survivor too. It kind of seems like in certain instances, there have been glimpses of them, you know, just being fed up with this new directive that they have to go with, where they have to cast 50% of black people, or not black people, of people of color,
but they don't have to, Steve. They choose to do that. They want to, they obviously want to do that, or they
wouldn't
be doing
it. Well, no, it was a directive that was handed down from CBS to production.
Yes. I guess.
In a way to try and make CBS look better in the public view because of everything that happened with Les Moonves, with the whole Me Too thing. CBS is trying to do everything that they can now in order to make themselves look better in the public eye.
Yeah.
That and also they faced a potential lawsuit too by several people of color who had played Survivor. Because I know there was a Survivor group that was being formed on Twitter, comprised of a bunch of former players of color from Survivor that were planning on approaching CBS with concerns of how black people and other people were being handled on the shows. I forget who it was. I think it was either Philip Shepherd or it was what's the name from, I think it's Davey Rickenbacker, I think his name is. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Davey.
Yeah, it's Rickenbacker.
Yeah. Yeah, I know him and Philip Shepherd were two of the people that were sort of leading the charge a little bit in potentially going to CBS. And that's what, shortly after that, CBS then announced the new directive that it must be every reality show must have 50% people of color, and actually some other shows too that are on CBS had to incorporate more people of color as well in their stories, like even if they were dramas. So
yeah, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know. They might, I guess production could be upset that they have to put people of color, but then that doesn't really make them look good, does it?
No, it doesn't.
If they're going to be ticked off and they're going to be trying to do things to, say, screw CBS or whatever, because they're making us use 50% people of color, then that makes them look pretty damn bad.
It wouldn't be against CBS. It would be more against the fans. Like, punish the fans because the fan outcry partially led to it.
Well, it still makes them look bad, Steve.
It still makes them look really bad. I agree. It definitely does. Go ahead.
So I just don't see them. I don't see them doing one thing or another to say screw America for making us do this, because I just
yeah, I agree with you, Melissa.
Personally, I just don't see them doing that.
I don't either.
And I really don't think that they were trying to make Taylor out to be the villain. They know that Taylor is a fan favorite. So I don't think they'd be doing anything to try to knock her off of that. I don't know.
I guess I just saw it differently.
I saw it differently, I'm sorry.
Well, it just kind of seemed like they were making her making Taylor to be the aggressor because of all the stuff that they showed, even though, like we said last night, they didn't show the girls encouraging Taylor to do the whole fashion show. You know, they made Taylor to look like she was pretentious and self-absorbed and stuff like that. And
yeah,
they were making Paloma
yeah.
they're making Paloma to be the hero, you know, we're going to get rid of the self-pretentious bitch.
But they were showing,
you know?
Steve, they were showing Taylor being really cool and saying, you know, you guys can wear my clothes. Just let me wear it once. She was being, I thought that was pretty nice because those are not cheap outfits. And she was offering to the girls, now, hey, you know, if you want to wear an outfit, you know, be my guest. I thought that was pretty damn nice. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I really kind of look a little bit deeper into stuff. That's just me. So that's why I was, like, watching the show thinking I'm not quite sure where they're making her out to be the villain and Paloma the hero. Because I think that they were showing, you know, Paloma denying this and denying that, but they were showing that she actually did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I couldn't wrap my head. I thought, no. They weren't making her out to be the hero at all. They were actually showing that what Taylor said was pretty much true. However, Monty flipped it.
Right, see, because I missed
that,
and you guys filled me in on that.
They were making Monty look pretty bad there.
Because, Steve, that was the only thing at first I was surprised with. Because I thought, well, this, you know, I'm not on Paloma's side at all. But then I'm thinking, but then this gives Paloma a reason, you know, and then you guys explained to me exactly what was said and how it happened. I wasn't fully watching so, you know, intently. So I let that get over my head. That was the only time, though, Steve, that I raised my eyebrows a little with Taylor, too. I was like, why did she do that? And then, you know, because I was thinking, there's where she shot herself in the foot. But then you guys filled me in on, you know, what was actually said and what Monty said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monty kind of twisted that. He kind of twisted it. And so when Paloma would say, I never said that, well, they did say that, but they didn't say it to Taylor. They were talking about having to pick up those boys off.
One of our members in Big Brother Whispers posted a comment to the article about Jasmine touching the ground during the HOH comp, and they said in particular, she takes her right foot off for a minute. No way her arms carried her whole weight. Watch it again. Oh my God! Somebody, you know what I should do? Let me look at the Big Brother. It'll be interesting to see what casual fans that aren't in groups or whatnot will think about this season so far. Let me see what the comments say about this season. Well, I guess apparently the most shocking thing for fans so far about the season is that Alyssa thought that Newark was a country and confused Newark with Denmark.
That's pretty
funny.
I'm
going to go to Newark. that was fun. That was funny.
Yeah.
Like, talk about blonde moments.
Yeah. Here we go. It seems all they care about is diversity and making every single person different, that they don't think about casting players that would play a good game. Season seems weak, and like everyone else, I don't have a favorite or someone that I'm excited to see their gameplay. Or miss the good old days with Janelle and Dr. Will. So we still do have a couple of people. This cast is so weak and so immature. Big Brother needs to return to the good old days with an age-diverse cast with more normalcy, too. Now, that I kind of agree with.
I agree.
I feel that they should cast a more age-diverse season because, I mean, parents, I think Terrence is the oldest. Wait,
yes.
Hang on.
Yes. And then Nicole.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah, Terrence and then Nicole.
Terrence is 47 and Nicole is 41. They're the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are literally the two oldest house guests in the house. Everybody else
yes.
is
mostly
is
in
what,
their
20s.
Oh.
In early 30s.
Here's one thing. Nicole was saying earlier today to Amira, she said that she's really tired of the people comparing her to Casey. They were comparing her to Casey, and she goes, Casey's a footballer. I'm a freaking chef.
Yeah.
I'm not Casey. Yeah.
Well, you know, the only reason why they're comparing her to Casey is because she looks like Casey, and her hair looks like, when she first came into the house with her hair, she had her hair in the same style that Casey wore it.
I don't think she looks anything like Casey. I don't see any similarity. Truthfully.
Well, she kind of gave off Casey vibes as far as being really athletic and some of her demeanors, I guess, and thinking that she may be a quiet one, but I think she'll be mighty in the end, which Casey was. So, I mean, I did get some Casey vibes, but not from her looks. I didn't think she looked like her.
But if she wins at the end, I'm really cool with that.
Yeah, me too. But I said, I'm more drawn to the more mature. And you know what? I did not like Joseph going in. I did not like him. I thought, oh brother, he's pretty stuck on himself. He thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. But he's growing on me. As were the ones that I originally liked going in, I don't like anymore.
Yeah, right.
So I think that the more mature players like Amira and Nicole and Taylor and even Alyssa to some extent. Brittany, she's just being weird. I want to like her, but I just...
I know, me too, Melissa, I agree.
I want to like her, but I just can't. I don't know what it is about her. I just...
You know
I don't
what?
Dislike
Although
her,
a lot of
you know? I mean, I really do not dislike her, but I thought that I was going to see more from her. I'm just very disappointed right now.
You know, somebody just brought up an interesting point that I keep reading the comments here on the official Big Brother page. And somebody just brought up an interesting comment. You officially altered the game by not having an eviction. It's what has been carried out in the past, regardless of if a person self-evicted. So they feel that production purposely altered the game because maybe perhaps they want Taylor to stay or they want Terrence to stay.
I don't think so. I think that Paloma's plight was real, and they needed to get her out for her own mental health.
I know that, but in the past, though, a self-eviction hasn't prevented them from a vote.
It seems to me like once or twice it has, but I cannot remember which seasons, but it seems to me like it's happened before. It's not unprecedented. It's not.
It has,
this
yes.
wasn't the first. This wasn't the first
it
time
has.
That they've done it.
Yeah, this isn't the first time that they've done it, but I mean they did it last season with what's it called, Chris Kattan leaving, and then Chris Kirkpatrick ended up going up on the block and leaving because of Kattan quitting when Kattan originally was supposed to be the the one to go up on the block and go home. Oh boy, yeah. Here we go. A lot. Now we're getting into the race comments. So now it looks like Big Brother fans are starting to turn it once again into a race issue.
Oh no! No.
Yeah.
Us.
So it's...
I don't want that.
Basically, the guy goes, here we go again. Jesus can't nominate anyone without it turning into a race issue. Paloma was sick in the house, and now it's she targeted Taylor because she is black. Ridiculous. Also, don't believe the twist whatsoever. They took the opportunity to save her after Paloma's exit.
See, the cookout from last season started that whole race thing. And all of them, and them calling out for her to be, you know, get rid of her because, you know, she's being a racist and all that. Honestly, I don't see that at all. She just did not like Taylor. I don't see this as a race issue at all.
It's not
just like Jasmine.
They're both
black women, but Jasmine does not like Taylor either.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with the race.
Nothing at all.
It has everything.
They just didn't like
it has
her.
Everything to do. They have it's, well jealous.
And jealousy.
They
just jealousy.
Mhm. Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with the race.
It's not
I
race.
It's just jealousy.
I mean, if it had to do with her race, then, you know, Monty would technically be racist too because he was targeting her as well. Even though he's black and she's black, but that's beside the point. So, I mean, okay, let's assume that. Well, actually, that's the thing, though. We don't know who's going to win the veto. So, but let's assume Jasmine gets what she wants and Taylor ends up leaving this week. What next?
I think that they're all going to be stumbling over each other because they're not going to know what to do.
I mean, do the girls then go and target a guy? Do the rest of the girls maybe target Jasmine because Jasmine didn't do what the other girls wanted to do?
I don't know. That's a hard one to... I just think that they're so wrapped up in trying to get Taylor out, they're not seeing the forest through the trees. And I think that once Taylor's gone, they're all going to stand there looking at each other like, now what?
Right. Alexis, what are your thoughts on this? You know, let's assume that... that Jasmine gets what she wants and Taylor gets voted out. What happens next?
I would hope that we actually get a game instead of it turning it into whoever the next in line ends up being the next countdown of the house.
Yeah.
I would hope we would actually get a game playing instead of some of the cattiness that we're
I think that people like Amira, Nicole, possibly Alyssa will be saying, okay, now let's go, let's get these boys out, let's do it right. We need to concentrate on getting so-and-so out and blah, blah, blah. But the other one, as far as, like, Jasmine, and I think they're just going to be totally, even Monty will probably be, what the heck, what are we going to do? I don't know.
It sounds like Taylor wants Monty out definitely before jury, according to what she's been saying. So If Taylor somehow survives this week and if she wins HOH next week, don't be surprised if she perhaps puts Monty up next week.
Well, and she would be in, well within her rights to do so. I mean, he screwed her.
Yeah.
And she knows it. You know, something came to my head, and now it just completely went right out of it. What the? What was I thinking?
What
were we talking about?
So here we go. It's not just Jasmine. Daniel is also saying stuff about Taylor. Daniel keeps saying that Taylor is following him when she's not. So when she walks past, they were laying down on the couches and whatnot in the living room. When she walks past, he then blocked her from being able to sit on the couch. And then they all laugh and start talking about her. I believe it was Nicole. Wait, let me see if I can put this up a little bit. It was Nicole, Daniel. I can't tell who the other one is. The other one laying down. And I think that's either Terrence or Monty sitting next to Nicole.
Yeah, see, if Nicole starts in this crap, that's not gonna fly with me.
Me neither. I hate hearing that.
You know, it
Why
really
would,
seems
you know,
like
be...
they. It seems like there's a lot of people who are basically trying to block out Taylor.
That's
this
tough.
Week.
Why?
I couldn't tell you.
Just an easy target? Is that why? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
It's just stupid.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Makes no sense.
Oh,
you know,
wow,
the only thing I can think of is that Nicole is just going along with it. It seemed like she's with them. She probably never would have tried to block Taylor on her own. Right?
Probably. But it's getting to the point now that some people are putting Jasmine up there with the most problematic house guests from Big Brother 22, 21, 19, and 15. So basically, they're saying that they're basically inferring that Jasmine is racist right now.
Well, Jasmine is a person of color, isn't she?
Yes.
No?
Yeah, but
yes.
She said basically that she claims that she was born with blue eyes and blonde hair, basically insinuating that she was born as a white person. That she was talking.
No way.
Her husband's black too, Steve.
Oh, I know. It's just the way that she was.
She
the
might
way
be.
That she
I mean, she
talking.
Might be mixed. She might be black. You know, her parents might be of mixed races. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
But she's still black.
But there are some people who are comparing her with the most problematic house guests from all the racist seasons of Big Brother.
Everybody that I know of mixed gender, and that includes even, you know, Prince Harry's wife, Meghan, they will all say they're black. Even if they're mixed, they will say they're black. So.
Yeah, I have heard that, too, in regards to Meghan.
unless they're totally against, unless they're totally against, not wanting to be, looked at as black, and then they'll say, I'm more, but I've never heard that. I've heard every time, they'll say, I'm still black. My father was black, my mother was black, whatever, I'm still black. They'll still say that.
Yeah.
She married a black man, so I cannot see her being prejudiced against the black race. I just can't.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the race. I think it's the jealousy.
Totally.
Okay, here we go. Michael said to Amira, we have to make sure Pooch stays up. Because it says, Amira said, everyone but Pooch, Turner, and Joseph know what's going on. So it
well, Michael
like
was
Pooch.
Saying if he would have won head of household, Steve, he was going to put up Pooch and Turner.
Yeah, it seems like Pooch is the house target, even though he may not necessarily be the target for Jasmine.
Right.
It looks like Pooch is the house target.
Which is cool because they're all voting, not her. So, good. Let him go.
But that's what I just read off of Joker's update. So, but it's imagine if she is really going after Taylor this week, and Taylor somehow ends up staying, the meltdown is going to be absolutely hilarious.
Good
for from Jasmine, because she will have failed her idol in Paloma.
Too bad.
Let's see. Wait a minute. I don't understand why Amira is saying this to Michael. So Amira just said, what would be ideal for me is if we got rid of all the random people like Joseph, Turner, and Pooch, everybody else, and then the girls are left. We can't have 7th and 8th be strong guys. Does she realize that she's talking to Michael, who is a guy, about this?
But he's not one of the strong guys.
He's not a bro.
Yeah, I know, but what she's saying though is that the final six the final eight would be Michael and somebody else, but the rest would, all the girls would still be around. Or maybe 8 would be Michael and the remaining girls would be 1 through 7.
Yeah, I don't know. Michael is very, very feminine. I know I called him Twinkle Toes yesterday because have you noticed the way he walks and he prances and he dances? And that's the only reason why I called him Twinkle Toes. I didn't mean anything derogatory about him being gay. It was just the way that he carries himself. So I think that he leans more towards the women than he does the men.
Yeah, but still though, being a super fan, you would have to look at that like, well, shit, it's 7 girls and 1 guy. I'm fucked.
No. I don't think he sees it that way.
I don't think so either, Steve. I agree with her. Honestly.
I think.
Yeah,
okay,
I see what you're saying,
way.
Melissa.
I think he's more on the
feminine side. And he would relate more to the women.
I think
he's just not
going
to relate to the macho guys.
He identifies more with the women than he does with the men.
Exactly.
Well, he may not be one of the macho men. Well, he may identify more with the women than the men, but let's not forget, at the end of the day, he's still a man. And what's been the women's number one goal?
To get rid of all the men. Right.
Yeah.
Regardless of if they're gay or straight.
Exactly. That's true.
So he would be a complete dumbass to not look, to not listen to what Amira is saying right now to him and not think to himself, that would leave me as being one guy against seven women.
But do you also think possibly, Steve, that he might see the stronger guys as more of a threat and that he has more of a chance maybe beating the girls in comp than those guys?
Well, obviously, but he would have to run the gauntlet against those girls, though.
Right.
But,
he
mean,
might be more comfortable
guy,
with
you,
that, going against the girls than going against the macho guys.
But if you leave some guys in like Turner, I mean, let's face it, Turner probably isn't going to do anything.
Oh, Turner,
season.
Sure, he can leave Turner in. Turner's no threat. No, leave Turner
leave,
in.
If you leave Terrence in, I mean, let's face it, Terrence, he probably isn't going to really do anything.
I agree with you on that. I don't consider them the macho guys, though.
No, but at the same time, the way Amira is talking right now, it's like she's trying to convince Michael, you know, let's help us get rid of all of the other guys, and then it'll just be you and the girls. I mean, that it would be a 7-1 complete disadvantage for Michael. And then the girls will say, well, that was easy as shit. Let's get rid of Michael, and then it'll be just all of us girls in the final seven.
But then here's the thing, though, Steve, and this is the thing with the girls. What if they start turning on each other? Because we've seen this happen.
Will.
This is why
they
we
will.
See girls' alliances always never work. So that could be to Michael's advantage if the girls start turning on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they will at some point.
I can definitely. It looks like some sort of agreement has also come together between Amira, Michael, and Alyssa. So maybe Michael might be the Paloma replacement in that trio.
Yeah, that could be.
From what it looks like. There were some performances that I saw in not just the veto, but also last night in the the elimination rounds that kind of told me there's probably going to be some people that aren't going to really do anything this season. I think Indy is one of them. I think Indy is one of them. I think Brittany is another one.
Yep.
Terrence isn't going to do anything. Turner isn't going to do anything. Maybe Turner wins a fluke competition.
He ain't going to do much of anything. I don't think so. He's not a threat at all.
I don't know about Kyle. I don't know about Joseph. Amira, I think definitely has the opportunity to win a few competitions.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Alyssa, I wasn't really that impressed by her with any of the challenges so far that she's been in. Nicole. Kind of the same thing, but maybe she might be able to sneak out a competition win or two.
I think so.
Monty, I think Monty will definitely be in it. So I think they would definitely be very smart if they're going to target guys and target strong guys. Monty has to be one of the first people they target.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I probably and this is going to look incredibly racist. If I was going to put up anybody next to Taylor, it wouldn't have been Pooch. It would have been Monty. Because of the guys, of all of the guys that are there right now, I would consider Monty a bigger threat in challenges than Pooch. Pooch is the bigger threat socially.
Yeah.
But Monty, I feel, would be the bigger threat in challenges.
just from what we've seen so far.
But Pooch is athletic, though, isn't he, Steve? Isn't he a coach or something?
Yeah, but he kind of had a problem last night with the, with the elimination challenge. Like, he didn't seem like somebody who was very balanced, so to speak. So he could have a problem with any balancing challenges.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else am I missing? Daniel, you know, Daniel could potentially win a few more challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got everybody. So yeah, it's
Joe could win challenges.
Yeah, but I mean, my understanding is it sounds like he's one of the early people to fall out of the HOH competition.
I don't know. I could see him possibly.
Like
I mean, it might have just been a fluke, but I could, or maybe he did it on purpose. Maybe he didn't want to win and whatever. I don't know. They do that sometimes.
My understanding is, according to the live feeds, at least, it sounds like Kyle definitely threw the competition. Or no, it was Michael. Michael threw the competition.
Yeah, Michael threw the competition, yes. Yeah, he came out and said that.
You know, Joseph, he looks like one of those guys that, you know, he could have all the muscles in the world. Kind of like, oh my God, what's his face who was aligned? Mark. Mark, the guy that was that had a showmance with
with the blonde.
Her name began with an E. During Jackson's season, I think it was. You know, he could have all the muscles in the world. Doesn't mean that he's gonna be a doesn't mean he's gonna be a challenge beast. And I'm kind of getting that vibe right now with Joseph.
Well, between Joe and Kyle, I see Joe doing better than Kyle in competitions. That's just my gut feeling.
Probably. I mean, Kyle, all he really cares about is twerking. So.
Right. Exactly.
It's not really gonna. You know, he's probably not gonna be much of a. He may be a threat socially, but I don't think he'll be a threat physically.
Right.
But, I mean, everybody else, I mean, maybe perhaps Terrence could win a mental competition, perhaps, but I don't see him beating out anybody else in a physical comp.
I hope he goes far, actually, because I really like him.
Yeah, oh yeah, I definitely like Terrence. I think I was kinda worried that he may have been the first person voted out last week. When he was up against Michael.
I don't think he would have though, Steve. I think they would have gotten rid of Taylor.
Well yeah, but that's why I said when he was up originally against Michael.
Yeah.
You know,
But I think Terrence would have stayed over Taylor if they would have ended up with the vote.
Yeah, the vote was supposedly going to be unanimous for Taylor to leave. So
I have a feeling it would have been. She was really lucky. It worked out for her.
So, and from what it sounds like, I guess. We don't know yet, but I guess maybe it sounds like perhaps Pooch is actually the target this week and not Taylor, even though both of them have been called the pawns. But obviously, you know, we still have the veto tomorrow. And oh, by the way, the have-nots this week, actually, this is the second week in a row now that a have-not has been nominated. The have-nots for this week are Kyle,
Joseph, Monty, and Michael.
Okay.
Wait, no. No, wait a minute, no.
Nicole?
Yeah, no,
I was just thinking, weren't a couple of them
are,
already
yeah,
last
yeah.
week?
Yeah, yeah, they're Nicole, Daniel, Pooch, and Terrence. So they were basically named by, so the have-nots from last week got to name a have-not for this week. Okay, so that's how they're doing things now. Usually it used to be that the HOH would get to name them, but... Yeah, I do find it kind of interesting too that there's only 82 days, so maybe perhaps that saved Paloma leaving. Well, actually, no, it didn't save the double eviction. They can still do multiple double evictions potentially if they need to. And. It looks like the way that Big Brother Wiki has it laid out right now, it looks like they're expecting two straight double evictions. So a double eviction on day 65 and a double eviction on day 72. Is what they're expecting from the sounds of things right now early on. Which I guess kind of makes sense considering the time frame of past seasons. Let's see. As far as the ratings go, well, I guess looking at this here, I guess they do include the DVR ratings in with the regular ratings as well. Okay, I never knew that.
No, I think I heard that before, that they do that.
Hey, guys, we got about 3 minutes left. So I wanted to say, everybody have a great week, weekend and week.
Yep, exactly.
So very quickly, Melissa, are you fully into your house now?
Oh, we still have a few things to bring over. We're hoping to cut that out this weekend. We're hoping to be completely out of there by Monday. So.
Oh, that's good. That's real good. But so you're not staying there right now. You're still staying at your old house.
No, we're in our new house.
Oh, you're staying in your new house? Oh, okay.
We're in our new house, but we're still moving stuff from the old house.
Are you enjoying? Is it making you, with everything that's been going on with you, has that been an upper for you and made things better?
Well, it's a little bit overwhelming because now it's a matter of unpacking things, going through boxes, you know, all of that kind of good stuff. It's going to be kind of hectic, but I'm going to just take my time.
Yeah, take your time and relax, right.
I'm going to do
get the most important things, exactly.
Well, because we're not in a hurry to get stuff out of the other house. So, you know, we're kind of in a hurry and throwing shit in boxes and, you know, it's like, and so it's not going to be quite as hectic unpacking.
Right.
It's just a matter of lining cabinets, and I want to line my cabinets and figuring out everything's going to go, and then it's going to be putting up my pictures and, you know, stuff like that, so.
That's going to be fun, though. You'll enjoy all that stuff.
Yeah.
Before we end tonight, let's not forget this upcoming Tuesday night, Ashley Arcaro from Survivor Samoa will be joining us, and Jim will be getting some info from her about what it was like to live on the same island with one of the most notorious Survivor villains to ever play the game, as well as what she thinks about the game of Survivor since she last played.
Yeah.
But that will wrap it up for tonight's show, though. Thank you to everybody for joining us tonight. We will be back, obviously, Tuesday night for the Ashley Arcaro interview, but also Thursday night we will have the Challenge Recap show, and Friday night, Big Brother 24 Recap. So everybody have a good rest of your weekend.
Good night. Thank you, guys. It was a great show. Thank you so much.